Hey, how's it going? This is Braden from Noble Sports. This podcast is brought to you by Flask Cap. Best way to be able to mix your drinks. So go give Flask Cap a follow on Instagram and you won't be disappointed. Even if you don't drink, they offer other great opportunities as well, just like myself, as I do not drink. But give them a try. It is also brought to you by Anchor. Now, this episode is going to be kind of cool, kind of special. I know typically we're talking about women sports and women athletes, but right now is probably one of the biggest events in the world. Obviously, I talked about the initial round, but now we are in the round of 16, which is going to be fun with the World Cup. We will often see, we will see who's the best of the best. Our first games start tomorrow. Our first matchup tomorrow is between the Netherlands and the United States. That should be a very interesting match. I'm curious to see what happens. Now everyone, especially Stephen A. Smith and all these people that think they know sports, I put quotations around that. And I mean they know sports, but they don't really know soccer or football, depending where you are located in the world. But they're saying, oh, the U.S. only ever scored 2 points. Scored two goals. Like, no, that's not a lot. But if you watch this U.S. team, they are very different than past U.S. teams that have gone to the World Cup. There's definitely a fire. Now, am I saying that they are going to run away and get the World Cup? You never know. The World Cup has been crazy this year. But one benefit they will be facing is the Netherlands is depleted because they have the flu. They don't know which players are going to be available tomorrow, but the flu may impact the game. So it should be a really interesting match. It's the first match of the round of 16. We'll see how the U.S. really fans out with their young squad. But that being said, I think the U.S. can sneak a win here. I think the Netherlands are beatable. Watching them play, They did well against Qatar, but everyone in that group did well against Qatar. But they struggled against Ecuador, and they struggled against Senegal. So, it's definitely going to be interesting to see who moves on from this game. But I'm going to give the U.S. a 1-0 win on this game. The second game of tomorrow is Argentina versus Australia. This should be a really interesting game. I will note Messi is the first player in FIFA to miss two penalties in a single tournament, so that's not a stat you necessarily want to be with. Again, they're on the wrong side of history, and they also lost to Saudi Arabia to start out their group. So they did end up winning Group B. They are Group C, I believe, because we are Group B. So they play Australia. Australia really shocked everyone after they got spanked by France. Most people thought they were going to bend over and not really do anything. Sorry for that crude joke. But they surprised everyone. Like I've said in multiple occasions, if Messi does not win this World Cup, this is his last World Cup, I don't think he could be dubbed the GOAT of international soccer. He just can't. That is the pinnacle trophy of everything. Unless Messi wins this, it's no bueno for me. It's no good. I don't think you can dub him the GOAT. I'm going to say the same thing about Ronaldo. Ronaldo has a little bit more leeway because he has won the Euro, where Messi has struggled to win the Copa America. He's only won it once. Chile stopped him twice. Obviously, Brazil stopped him a few times. He's struggled against South American teams. Not to say South American teams aren't horrible, but they lose games that they should win. That being said, I do think Argentina will move on. I'm going to give them a 3-1 victory over Australia. So the next game, the next set of games is on Sunday. You have England versus Senegal and France versus Poland. Both very interesting games. England looked really good in Group B, except against the U.S. The U.S. looked like the better team. And obviously that game ended in a draw. They won Group B, and they play a very hungry and very well Senegal team. I think Senegal is going to give England a run for their money. I think this game will go into penalty kicks. I honestly do. England has scored the most goals they've ever scored in World Cup with 9. But look at the talent they've played. Other than the U.S., Wales, and Iran, I mean, not to be a dig, but Wales is a part of their country. is a part of the United Kingdom, so they basically beat themselves. And they beat an Iran team. Senegal lost barely to Netherlands. I think it was by 1 point, 1 goal. They beat Ecuador 3-2. And they beat Qatar. Everyone beat Qatar in that group. Qatar is the first host country to lose all 3 games and be the first to be eliminated right away. They were the first team to be going. So I think Senegal is going to pull the upset here and win in 3-1 in penalty kicks. Now, the next game is France versus Poland. Everyone was a little worried. So the second of Sunday's games is France versus Poland. Poland barely made it in by the grit of their teeth, but they're in nevertheless. And like I was saying, France, everyone thought was going to have that those hangover of just winning the World Cup, because it is hard to repeat winning the World Cup. I will say the World Cup is probably one of the hardest trophies to win, but I think France is poised to make another run. I think they will beat Poland. I think it's not even going to be close. I think it'll be 3-0, and France will move on. On to day 3 of the round 16, that'll be on Monday, we've got Japan and Croatia, and Brazil and South Korea. Japan, they won, and they're moving on. At one point during that group stage, Spain was almost about to get eliminated. In that group, it was Spain, Japan, Costa Rica, and Germany. Germany obviously was eliminated. But Costa Rica, had they won, at one point they were beating Germany, they would have moved on, and Japan would have moved on, and Spain would have been eliminated. But instead, it is Japan who won the group, and Spain who came in second, and Croatia came in second in their group. I think this is a really interesting match. Croatia didn't really do anything in their last match against Belgium, where Japan beat Spain, a very good team, 2-1. So I think this is going to be a very interesting, like I said, there's been a lot of very interesting games. So I think Japan is going to pull the upset. I think this Japan team is definitely the Croatia team of the last World Cup. So it'll be exciting to see. I think Japan wins a tight one and 2-1 against Croatia and move on to the next round. And then Brazil and South Korea. South Korea and Brazil were both finalized into their positions today. We knew Brazil was into the round of 16 last game, but we didn't know if they were going to finish in first or second. They came in first. There's a whole bunch of drama with the South Korea game today. So in that group, it was Portugal, South Korea, Uruguay, and Ghana. So basically, everyone anticipated that Portugal was going to win regardless, even though they lost to South Korea 2-1. They were going to win the group. And basically, the winner of Ghana and Uruguay was going to be the runner-up. Whoever won that game would have the most points. South Korea said, no, 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 no. We're going to be the second place there. So it was interesting. So both South Korea and Uruguay both finished with 4 points apiece. And how the tiebreakers go, because in the World Cup, it's the top 2 teams that move on. A win gets you 3 points. A tie gets you 1 point. A loss gets you no points. So Portugal finished that group with 6 points. They won twice. Lost once to South Korea. Now you're saying, well, how did South Korea get it over Uruguay? And the reason being, so the first thing that they do is they do it off of points. So obviously they both tied with 4 points apiece. Then it's goal differentials. Who has the better goal differential? So let's say in the tournament, South Korea scored 4 goals and allowed 2 goals, their goal differential would be +2. And let's say Uruguay scored 2 goals but allowed 2 goals, their goal differential would be 0. So then that's how it goes into effect then. If that's also tied, then it goes to the head-to-head matchup. In this case, it was interesting because Uruguay and South Korea tied. So that wouldn't have made a difference. The second to last thing that can be determined is called the fair play clause. What they do is they look at yellow cards given. And the team with the lesser of the yellow cards is the one that moves on. Now, if that's also a tie, the last thing that they will do to ensure which team will move on is they will do a random flip, a random draw to see which team will represent. In this case, South Korea won on goal differential. And what's really cool is they scored a goal in extra time because they tied it and then they ended up winning, so they're moving on. Now, South Korea, as much as I would love to see them beat Brazil, Brazil is, I know they lost to Camara, but Brazil is still a juggernaut. I think Brazil wins this one fairly easy, 2-0, because Neymar should be back, but we will see. The last two matchups are Morocco and Spain on Tuesday, and Portugal and Switzerland. Morocco shocked everyone. They are the first African team. Sorry about that. They are the first African team to win a group since 1998. So they are poised to do great. There's a lot of Cinderella teams. You've got Morocco, you've got Senegal, you've got South Korea, you've got Japan, you've got Australia. You could even say the United States, because the United States, no one really expected them to go far. And they're playing Spain. I think Morocco can pull off the victory here. Spain struggled against Japan. Other than the Costa Rica game where they won 7-0, they struggled. They struggled against Germany, which Japan also beat Germany, I might add, and they beat Spain. So I think Morocco is going to shock people with a 1-0 win here. And then the last game is Portugal versus Switzerland. So that one, I think, also kind of the same thing with Argentina. Portugal, Ronaldo needs to cement that he is one of the best to ever play. He needs to win a World Cup. And I believe it's his and Messi's last World Cup because they're not getting any younger. Because the World Cup's only once every 4 years. And by the time the next World Cup rolls around, they're going to be in their late 30s. I know they may not seem like a very old age, but in soccer, that's pretty ancient. So I think Portugal wins this one pretty sound 2-0, and they move on. It should be really interesting. I'm excited to see what happens. The World Cup is a beautiful thing. It's never a given. There's never any sure way. That's the beautiful thing about soccer or football, depending on where you're at. But it is going to be fun to watch. I think, ultimately, looking at the round of 16, I'm still going to go with my original guess that Argentina wins and Messi cements his legacy as the greatest to ever play. But we shall see. It should be an interesting round of 16. And stay tuned for the next. I will do episode for the quarterfinals. That would just be the round of 8, and then the quarterfinals, and then semifinals. That is the quarterfinals. I'm dumb. I will do an episode per each of them and go into depth who I think is going to be with lesser teams. It's a little bit more easy to go in depth, so we'll see. But let me know who you think is going to win the World Cup. There's 16 teams. Shoot me a DM on Instagram, Facebook, or even TikTok. Let me know who you're going to win, and let's see. Let's have a great rest of the World Cup. This podcast is brought to you by Breaking Down the Tape Media. They are amazing. Go give them a follow at Breaking Down the Tape. and go give Boda Sports also a follow. Go give them all a follow. Thank you for your time, and let me know, seriously, who you think is going to win. You can even shoot me an email at noblesportsguy@gm.com, and I'll even shoot you a reply and let you know how I think you're going to, how your bracket is.